Welcome to another episode of Shuttle Talks. I am Slow Boogie Mingo. On this episode, you know, we talking the NBA, man. We got to talk the NBA. We're going to start off in the Western Conference. You know, a lot of people saying Phoenix this, Denver this, you know what I mean, Golden State this. And I'm here to say, yes, indeed, those top seven teams from last year going to be the same top seven teams this year unless injuries occur. If some injuries occur, yeah, they're not going to be the top. You know what I'm saying? But those same seven teams. Now, that eighth spot is up for grabs. It's up for grabs. They're talking about dark horse teams and this, that, and that. Nah, everybody fighting for that eighth seed. Minnesota, New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Oklahoma, Houston, San Antonio, all them, Utah, all those teams like that, Portland, they're fighting for that spot. And who knows? Hopefully the Clippers are not fighting for that spot. You know what I'm saying? You might have a dark horse team like Houston or Oklahoma City or Minnesota keeping a spot or New Orleans and Zion staying healthy and showing everybody, yo, I am a walking double-double and I can play 78 games this season or 70-plus games this season and lead my team to a top four finish and knock Memphis right back out. Because unless these guys at Memphis come in and go hard while Ja Morant out, hey, Memphis dropping, they not 51 games. They not 51 games. It's not going to happen like that. We need more from these people, man. Bane, you good. Fucked with you at TCU. You good. Jaren Jackson, you went to Michigan State. Fucked with you. You know, love your defense. You know, but sometimes I feel like, oh no, they tell me, oh no, Mingo, man. Jaren Jackson Jr.? Nah, man, that boy weak. He shoot threes. I'm like, nah, man, he got some strength. He just don't use it enough. Post up enough. You know what I'm saying? He don't post up enough. But that's kind of taken away from the game right now. You know, it's not a lot of big men who going to get down there and post 80% of their shots. Nah, they stretching the floor. They shooting threes. That's the game, though. You have to deal with it. I'm not saying, hey, I love it. Nah, man. We just going to deal with it, man. That's just how it goes, man. That's just how it goes. On another note, you know, we just look for the best in what you have in talent to see if, you know, your team can do something. People talking about what type of year Chicago Bulls gonna have. The same type of year they had the past 2-3 years. That's what they gonna have. Well, I feel like my boy Debo is wasting his time over there. I feel like Vucevic is wasting his time over there. I feel like if they don't get nobody over there this season or next season, it's a wrap for their odds. It's a wrap. You got Zach LaVine. You got DeRozan. You got Vucevic. You got Caruso. Them four, if healthy, with a decent bench. You got Kobe White with a decent bench. You can go somewhere. You got Drummond, I believe. You can end up doing something, but you need a scorer off that bench. I would have been picking up the phone. Yo, what y'all got going down there in Atlanta? Y'all want to make some trades? What y'all got going? Okay, let me hit up Houston. Houston, what y'all got going? Y'all want to make some trades? Let me see what I can get. You know, hit up these teams that's at the bottom of the barrel. You know what I'm saying? Hit up these teams at the bottom of the barrel. Who got a player on their team that you know can take that leap. that you know, hey, he averaging 12, I can get him to 15, or he averaging 14 and I can get him to 18 or 17, or that just 14 is good coming off our bench. Like, they need more out there in Chicago. Otherwise, trade them three guys and don't waste their time. Trade them three guys and don't waste their time, man. Package them all up together. You can package all three of them. Yo. Or package two of them. A small guy and Vujicic. Who you want? You want Zach LaVine and Vu? Or you want fucking DeRozan and Vu? Which one you want? You know what I'm saying? Which one you want? A lot of people may say Zach, but I'm going with, yo, I want DeRozan and Vu. Let's make a trade. Let's make this happen. DeRozan and Vu. Who you trading for? Hate to say it, but yo, Kawhi, Zubiak, get out of here. Go to Chicago. Make Chicago a contender. Because everywhere Kawhi go, he make them a contender. They're a contender. Whether he playing or not, they're going to be a contender. You don't know if he playing it in the offseason. You don't know if he about to miss 40, 50 games. You don't know that. You don't know if he about to miss 30, 40 games. So, shit. Any he get traded there, Chicago is automatic in a contender now. They're a contender now, man. Just off the rip of him. Off the rip of him, you know. And I look at it like, hey, man. Do what you gotta do to try to get a chip or be in a place to try to fight for a chip, man. You niggas out here playing and out here playing on these teams, yeah, you gonna put up numbers. Oh, man, yeah, Jordan Poole gonna go off, man. Washington might make the playoffs. Yeah, they might. Yeah, they might make the playoffs. You damn right they might make the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? But I know what else they gonna do. Him and Kuzma gonna put up numbers like a motherfucker on a trash team. That's what they gonna do. Paul Pinker is gonna put up great numbers on a trash team. You know what I'm saying? Like, people putting up great numbers. My guy, Damon Lillard, been putting up great numbers on a trash fucking team. You know? Get him out of there. Oh, where can he fit? Where can he fit? You telling me Dame going to motherfucking Philly makes Philly the team? No, man. No. That's not what happens. That's not what's going to happen, man. It's going to be... It's not... Philadelphia is not the destination. And you know Embiid going to want out. If Embiid wants out, man, after this year, if they don't surround him with players, you knew that was going to happen. You knew that was going to happen. All this shit could have been avoided if motherfuckers would have stuck up for motherfucking Ben Simmons. Take up for him. Your teammate, take up for him. Then it could have been some James Harden, Ben Simmons, and fucking Embiid. Way better chance. People still trying to knock on the door of Milwaukee and Boston. Can y'all stop Milwaukee or Boston? People ain't saying, can you stop Philly? And they was the top three. They was the three seed. People not saying, yeah, let's stop Philly. Can we get past Philly? They not saying that. They looking at Miami as the hard team to get by. They always have for the past 4 or 5 years, man. So who knows? But Embiid, what's a good fit for Embiid? You want him in a Clippers uniform? Do you want him in a Laker uniform? You want him in a Golden State uniform? You want him in a San Antonio Spurs uniform to pair with Victor Wembanyama? Trade half your team and assets? Trade all your assets and four players
You know what I mean? What you gonna do? Cash consideration? You gotta give up number 10 with the hair color, the new Dennis Rodman. You gotta give him up. You probably have to give up Vassell too. They might want Cam. You know what I'm saying? Both of the Cavs. Yeah, you know, you never know. But Embiid don't want to be there, man. Embiid don't want to be there, man. He tired of losing. People counting from crying. Yo, he tired of losing, man. He want to go somewhere where he got a chance to win. Can't put him on Memphis and trade for Jaren Jackson. He could. But Morant play too fast. Now, Morant can slow it down, but Morant plays too fast for Embiid. They had the perfect fit, but they're not adding players around these guys. To me, when they gave Tobias Harris 100 plus million, now, get your money. Eat. Get your money. Get the bread, man. Okay, after 2 years, trade them. Get somebody else in there who can have an immediate impact. My only downfall with Tobias is he's not aggressive enough. And I understand why. You got Maxey, you got, like, I'm part of the big three, but really it's Maxey and Embiid and Harden. And I understand that. Play your role. But go somewhere where you can have a better, decent role, man. I want to see that Orlando Clipper Tobias. I want to see that 20 plus every night. Defense. Where you winning, not just going home in the second round or some shit. Like, fuck that. I think all three need to leave. All three need to leave. Let Maxey go ahead, stay there, get his money. Then, after 2-3 years, Maxey, you leave. You get the fuck out of there. That's what they need to happen. Because there's too much bullshit going on. Too much. In Philly. Man, it's like, yo, man, there's too much drama, man. It's soap opera hour right here. Nobody want that shit, man. We trying to watch the game, man. We trying to watch the game, man. We don't want to watch the game if nobody in the game. Like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. I want to see Marcus Smart back scoring. You know what I'm saying? It's just like certain shit. Yo, Marcus Smart, man, I know you can average 14, 15. Come on. Give me 12 to 15, 12 to 14. Give me 12 to 14 a game and good defense. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what Dallas doing. You got two great guards. Now you got a defender. It's small. You need some more big men and some more people off the bench to get going. It's possible it can happen. So, we never know. We won't know until February how deep they gonna go. They might be the team to take the 8th seed. If everyone's healthy, they might be the team to take the 8th seed. We just gotta find out, man. NBA gonna be, hey, it's gonna be crazy this season. It's gonna be crazy next season, for sure. You want to see what can be done out there, man. I always look at Atlanta as being the top seed every year. They got the team and the pieces. I think they need one more big guy. One more big man, and then they'll be in it. They'll be in it. They give them a big guy who can stretch the floor to add with Clint. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. They going hard. They going hard, man. But we just gotta see. We just gotta see, man.
And some teams do look like they're not even trying to win. Like, oh yeah, this gonna be a building year. I'm just gonna go on this year, build and see what we can do with these young players, and then after that we'll do something else. Like, no, man. No, man. Every year shouldn't be a building year. If you've been building for 6 years, man, it's time to try to win. Nigga, take any trade. Take any fucking trade. Don't just sit there and, no, no, we ain't taking no trades. No, take the fucking trades, man. Pretty sure your fans want to see something. They'll be happy. You know what I'm saying? If you make it to a play-in tournament, you ain't got to win the motherfucker. Make it to the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. I'm looking at Detroit. I remember about three, 4 years ago, they had a whole roster full of power forwards and small forwards, centers and shit. Like, damn, they only got like 3-4 fucking guards? What's going on? Then they switched that up. It's like, damn, man, Detroit can be a monster. What's going on in Detroit that they're not a fucking monster? That should be a dark horse team. There's no way in hell Detroit down there with fucking end of the fucking conference and shit. Down there and shit. You like, damn, nigga, Detroit? Fuck, Orlando was better than y'all. Come on, man. Come on, man. Like, come on, man. We shouldn't have that bad of a drop-off. Man, start making some trades. Make the team fucking better. You brought in Bogey. Brought in Bogdanovich for what? To have him play on that trash ass team? Fuck no. Fuck no. Wasted his year there, man. He could have been on a contender, man. No, you telling me y'all was the only people wanting him? Or just the only team to offer him what y'all offered? Like, come on, man. Bogdanovich need to be playing with the Spurs or be playing with Houston Rockets. Or playing with fucking Dallas, playing with Denver, playing with the Lakers or the Clippers, fucking Golden State, fucking Milwaukee, fucking Miami, any other contenders. I don't want to see him go to Boston. You know what I'm saying? Too much. To me, I feel like Boston and the Warriors and the Nuggets, it's too much like right. You know what I mean? Like, that's too much of a perfect fit. He go to Denver, that's going to put him over for the chip again, for a repeat. He go to fucking, go to Golden State, and he come off the bench in the second unit with him and CP3. Oh, shit. Yeah, that might put them over the hump. You know what I'm saying? You put him on Boston, that's putting them over the hump. Shit, you put them on Miami, that's really just pushing their offense all the way. So then the loss of Gabe really is not too bad because you got this shooter. Put them on Milwaukee, that might just really put them over the hump because he's a player, you know what I mean? He's a player. We don't know what Bogey gonna do, though. We don't know what he gonna do. We don't know. We just know that Bogey's wasting his fucking time in Detroit. You know, the Pistons not trying to win, and they not trying to make the play-in. Orlando is not trying to win, and they not trying to make the play-in. Several teams are not trying to win and not trying to make the play-in. And I'm not blaming the players. I'm not blaming the coaches. Blaming the general managers, man. The GMs of this shit. Owners and shit. Yeah, I'm higher ups, man. That's what I'm blaming, man. Y'all need to come with it. We want to see some different teams make it to the finals and the Western Conference Finals and the playoffs and shit like that. Luckily, Denver won. You know what I mean? Luckily, something different. You want to see something different. I said that in the NFL when the Patriots kept winning. Now you got the fucking Chiefs always there. You know what I mean? yeah, the Eagles got them a win in. Yeah, the Rams got a win in. But you seeing these fucking Chiefs always there, man. Like, goddamn you, Chiefs. I can't get y'all out of here for shit. You have teams in the AFC that can make a hit on them. Can they keep the lead? Can the Bengals do what they have to do? Can the Bills do what they have to do? Can the Chargers do what they have to do? Can the Jets prevail? Can the Jets soar? You know, can the Dolphins pop up? Can the Ravens go back to dominance? After that in the AFC, I don't know who else I'm naming it. Unless I name my Jaguars too. But other than that, man, you seeing the Chiefs. Man, you got to get through the Chiefs. And it's hard to get through them Chiefs, man. You know, it's hard to get through those Chiefs, man. Very hard. And that's what I feel like it is in basketball when it comes down to, yo, man, you got to get past Golden State, Denver, Phoenix, Lakers, for all you other teams to be something. You got to get past Miami, Milwaukee, Boston. We just going to throw Philly in there, but we don't know. Philly, Cleveland, Cavs, they had 51 wins last year. Fourth seed, that would have been number two in the West with Memphis. You know what I'm saying? They got a team. I don't know what's going on with Donovan's saying. Donovan Mitchell saying this. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like they two great big men, power forward and center. Two great motherfuckers in the guard section. You got rid of Adi Osman. He with the Spurs now, but you got some players who can fill the void. Now, go look for somebody to come off y'all bench to help y'all. Go make a trade for some more bench players. Go trade with Chicago. Go trade with fucking Houston Rockets. Go trade with fucking Clippers. Go trade with Portland. Go trade with some teams. Oklahoma, and get y'all some players. Detroit, and get y'all some players to come off the bench. And go to work. Go sign some free agents. Go get Dwight Howard. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland Cavaliers, go get Dwight Howard to come off the bench. Boom, you got Dwight coming off the bench to help out for Mobley or Jared Allen. You got Dwight Howard coming off the bench. Boom. That's a walking double-double. As long as he in the game, that's a walking double-double. You know what I mean? That's a quick 10, 15 points. Maybe even 20. But I give him 10 to 15 and 10 to 15 boards a game. If he playing 25 minutes a game, he giving you 15 and 10. He can do that. You got to go sign. You got to go sign him. Go get him in there. He should be in the league. Same with DeMarcus Cousins. Same with John Wall. Hey, have John Wall come off your bench. Yo, John Wall, I want you to come off the bench with Dwight Howard and whoever else. That's the second unit. And y'all running shit. Get them in the games. Get them in the games. Get them in the games. Hey, they need to be in the league. LeBron know he need motherfucking 3 to 4 big men to win a chip. He know that. In L.A., that's what he need. Like, he's still prime, but not prime. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when you won, you had AD, JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard. You had some big men who were rebounding and scoring. Rebounding big man, then you got a rebounder and a scorer and a rebounder and an elite scorer. Come on, man. That's what you need over there. Bring Dwight back for a year. Guarantee his contract. Don't give him a whole non-guarantee. Guarantee this nigga contract. I don't give a fuck if it's only $1.3 million. You guarantee Dwight contract back on the fucking Lakers. You go guarantee fucking John Wall the same fucking deal. 1.2, 1.3 to come off the fucking bench. We know you got Gabe Vincent. We know you got D'Lo, but can we really trust D'Lo? He's a great player in the fucking regular season. He have great games. I'm packaging up D'Lo and trading him somewhere and trying to get somebody over here who I know is going to give me the same production every fucking night and come out there ready every fucking night. If I know my fucking shot ain't falling, I'm going to the rack. I'm trying to go downhill, beast mode, try to make something happen and get easier fucking buckets. I'm not sitting here all day jacking fucking threes, missing these motherfuckers, jacking fucking step in twos from the three, missing these motherfuckers, and keep shooting them the whole fucking game and I'm off. No, at the fucking beginning of the game, first quarter I'm missing, second quarter I take a shot and I miss, and then I take another one and I miss. I take two shots in the second quarter and I fucking miss them both. I'm going downhill. It's fast break time. I'm running. I'm getting easier shots. I'm tip dropping. I'm fucking laying it up. I'm fucking getting foul going to the line. I'm making it easier for me, but hard on the defense. What the fuck? A lot of players do it. They just start settling for these jump shots. It's no fucking way you go 0 for 6, 0 for 7, and you still fucking shooting jump shots. No. Take your ass to the rack. Give a fuck if you're a shooter. Take your ass to the rack. That's the problem we have. Seeing these scores go up, niggas going all-star game numbers. Too many fucking threes going on and not enough fucking defense. Make yourselves better, man. Make the game easier. The big sloth was just smart, man. He made the game easier. He knew what he was doing every time. Players don't do that anymore. Yo, man, I gotta at least put up 9-10 shots so I can be eligible for something. You know, I want that bag. Get the bag. Get some wins too, man. Don't just be out here trying to get yourself 20, 40 points, man. Get some fucking dubs, man. You score 17 points, 20 points in the fucking first half. You out here, oh, in the first half, this guy already has 15 to 20 points. Okay, that mean they looking to double team you soon in the second half. Somebody's going to be open. They ain't about to just let you cook. But no, you forced to cook. You forced to keep trying to cook because, oh, I can do these two niggas. I can do this other defender coming. I'm smart enough. I can do this. My arsenal is great. I got the bag. Let me do my thing. Yeah, that's cool, man. Do your thing, G. Do your motherfucking thing, G. But at the same time, try to win some games. Let's get some dubs in this motherfucker. Wonder why some of these stadiums used to be full just a few years ago and now them bitches empty as shit. Come on, man. Oh, you gotta sell out when the Lakers come. They selling out when the Warriors come. You know what I'm saying? They selling out when Milwaukee, Miami, Boston come. They selling out when Memphis come. Now they gonna be selling out when San Antonio come. But shit, after that, nigga, it's back to nobody in the stands, nigga. 214 people, including the workers. Like, come on, man. Let's put some dubs on these boys, man. Let's try to win. Let's not just try to rebuild. And don't make shit happen. Stop signing all these trash people to your team that don't have potential to even fit with your team. They have potential to fit with other teams, and y'all just signing them so the other team won't get them in your conference. Fuck that. Stop doing that shit. Because then y'all don't use them. Y'all don't use the nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if the Lakers did that, but I feel like the Lakers did that with Montrezl Harrell. When my boy Montrezl Harrell got to the Lakers, he had just won fucking Sixth Man of the Year. You feel me? This nigga don't even touch the floor in the playoffs. I'm like, what the fuck? Don't tell me, oh yeah, they put him in with 2 minutes left. When they got blown out, he should have been in the game in the first quarter. Should have been in the game in the second quarter. Stop it. If you ain't going to play him in the first quarter, put him in the second and third and fourth, man. Work on these fucking rotations, man. Don't get no player if you're going to let him sit on the fucking bench, man. I said that about Denver. They won it. Yeah, they won it. But shit, when Jokic come out the game, for those few minutes that he do sit down, put Thomas Bryant in that motherfucker. Yeah, you got my nigga in that hoe. You got DeAndre Jordan in. But put Thomas Bryant in that motherfucker. Put them both in at the same time. Let Thomas Bryant get some fucking clock. They keep talking about how T. Jones and Tyus Jones or is the best backup point guard in the league. Okay, cool, cool. Whatever y'all say. He decent. Is he the best backup point guard in the league? Not in my opinion. My opinion is my opinion, so it don't even fucking matter. But the best backup center in the league is Thomas Bryant. That's my fucking opinion. And I'm sticking to it. He the best. Knew the best backup power for it? I don't know. You know? I can't sit here and say that I do. You know? Like, I can't sit here and say, oh, yeah, this is the best backup person in the league. No, I can't sit here and say that. You know what I'm saying? For power forwards, I used to think of one player, you know? You know what I'm saying? I used to think of one player. But who knows, you know? This one player, I don't know what he doing now, so... That's why I ain't gonna even mention his goddamn name. You know, who's the best small forward? Back up. Ask me that. I'd be like, shit. Benedict? That's that nigga name? Benedict? Shit. Benedict a beast. Benedict a fool. You know, Andre Drummond can be up there for backup center. But Benedict Beckham small forward, I feel like he got that. And, you know, maybe Robert Covington or some shit. For the backups. Backup shooting guard, best backup shooting guard. Hands down, in my opinion, probably Norman Powell. You know. I give him that. I give Norman Powell that one. People might be like, oh, Derek White, I'm Norman Powell. And the reason I didn't say power forward is because we were just talking about Montrez. But I don't know what they gonna do with him in Philly. I'm like, man, get the fuck out of Philly, bro. Philly, you getting your money, get the fuck out of Philly, bro. Let's take this road on to South Beach or the fucking Milwaukee or motherfucking Boston or fucking Denver or Cleveland, fucking Phoenix, nigga. Like, let's go somewhere and win. Shit, take this show on the road to motherfucking Sacramento. But yeah, like I say, that Montrez right there. And like I say, Norman Powell, best backup shooting guard in the league. In my opinion. Nothing against nobody else, my opinion. You know what I mean? That's just my opinion, man. Best backup point guard in the league. Could be Schroeder, it could be Reggie Jackson, Devion Mitchell. That backup point guard for for Detroit. We're making them bounce passes. I don't think Cam Thomas is a real point guard. I think he's more of a shooting guard, but, you know. They got a few out here that can do their thing, man. It's hard to narrow it down and just give it to Ty Jones. It's hard to do that, man. It's hard. But that's what we got to look forward to in this new NBA season. We're going to see who doing what, what's being done, you know. You gotta always get your stuff, you know me, man. I gotta get the stuff together to smoke, you know. That's about it, man. That's about it, man. You know, same suit reheated, you know. Nothing overdue, nothing underdue. You know, it's the same move. You know what I mean? And, you know, gotta smoke on some of the best, man. Stop buying this shit off the streets, man. Unless you in a city that you have to buy it off the streets. Stop buying that shit off the streets, man. Because you don't know what you're getting. You don't know what you're getting. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what they sprinkling on your shit. So, therefore, I don't buy off the streets. Plus, I'm somewhere where it's not sold on the street like that, since there's so many dispensaries. So, I just go to the dispensary. You know, and yeah, some of these dispensaries probably are getting shit from people off the streets. You know what I'm saying? From the dope dealers. You know what I'm saying? From weed dealers. But hey, as long as these personal growers and weed dealers doing it the right way, man, I say keep doing your thing, you know. Yeah, you know, it don't take me long to roll up, man. I'm on some Bun B shit. You know, I'm on some Bun B, old school Bun B. Some of my sweets be tight, some of my sweets be fucked up. But all my sweets gonna blow. So killer smoke gets sucked up. I done lucked up today. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Bun B. And that was just the best introduction into this music category. Next, we going music. What's hot and what's not. Now, I'm not gonna say people shit not hot. You know, people music, they artists not hot. Artists for everybody. It's a genre, it's a lane for every artist out here. You just have to pick the right lane. You know what I mean? You just gotta pick that right lane. You might be in motherfucking Texas or Alabama or Mississippi and you rapping. And you like, oh man, this shit ain't going nowhere. This shit ain't going nowhere. This ain't moving how I want it to move. You gotta look at other people, man. Other situations. Think about, yo, let me, instead of you being on social media trying to get in contact or get promoters or DJs in your city, in your town, you do that when you first start. So if you've been doing it 2 years and you feel like, yo, I've been putting out fucking 6 mixtapes or 4 EPs and there ain't no motion going, that's when you start doing surrounding states or all the way on the other side of fucking United States. You put your music out in fucking Delaware, out in Connecticut. You put your music out in fucking Idaho, Utah, Arizona, Washington, Oregon, Texas. You start trying to put it everywhere. Nebraska, Kansas. You know, it's a lane for everybody. You just have to find that lane. Just like they say, they always say you got to find that niche. Yo, man, find that lane, man. You know what I'm saying? Find your lane, man. You can do it. Find your lane. A lot of rappers be out here. They might got a little money from the streets or what they done saved up or whatever, wherever they got the money from. They get their money and they fuck around and start rapping themselves, even though there's somebody around them who rap better than him. You know what I mean? There's somebody around him that raps better than him. You feel me? Somebody around him that raps better than him. I don't know who need to hear that, but you know what I'm saying? There's somebody around that nigga who rapping better than him. But he want to be the rapper, though. He want to be the man in the mirror. You know what I mean? That's the problem we have with a lot of shit that's going on. You know, that's what's going on tonight. You know, not tonight, but last night, and the night after, and the following day. It's right every minute, you know. You got somebody who making enough money who already got the rapper persona trying to be a rapper when he could be a CEO. You know what I'm saying? When he can be an investor. You know, there's so many roles you can be. You can be an A&R. You can be a fucking engineer. You can be a fucking promoter. You can be manager of merchandising. You know what I'm saying? You can be the merchandiser. Get you a percentage. Anything other than the rapper, man. You don't have to be the rapper. Oh, this is my dream. This is my dream. Woo to woo to woo to woo to woo to woo. But then you got a homie, one of your best friends, that's a rapper that can rap, but really don't want to rap. But he can rap. But he only gonna rap if you really push him to rap. And you don't even try to push him to go rap when, because you know he better than you. Did Birdman do that with Cash Money, man? When he was rapping? Nah, man, he know these niggas hot. He know these niggas can rap. That's why they all went off to be successful, man. He knew what he was doing. Yo, these good niggas can rap, man. They rap better than me. I ain't trying to outshine them. I'm going to let them do their thing. We all going to reap the benefits of this. We all homies. We all going to reap the benefits. I'm just investing. And I'm just going to keep investing in them. And I'm going to make them blow. And that's what happened. That's what happened. And then they took it on and did their own things. And made shit work for other artists and shit. Everybody had some artists, man. Everybody was giving niggas chances. It's not like that no more. Because niggas want to be in competition, man. You got niggas who go hard as fuck, who don't even go to the studio. You got niggas who hard as fuck, who go to the studio, but don't even set their shit up to stream. You know what I'm saying? It's all around the board. It's action all around the board. If you get to it, you have to get to the action. No matter how stressed we are, no matter how pissed off we are at something, you got a goal and you want to get to it, you got to get to the action, baby. You got to get to the action. You telling me you cool with investing in your own music and only making probably $20,000 to $40,000 off of it, which is still good. But when you can invest in this other person over here who you know raw, and all you got to say is, come to the studio with me. Yo, man, I want you to jump on this, jump on these songs. And he going to do it because he hearing it from you. And now that little bullshit $20,000 to $40,000 you done made, you done tripled that damn near. You probably done 10 times that. Because this boy got the gift over here. And he can make you up towards half a million real quick. You think you doing something, you got fucking 80,000 streams. Yeah, that's cool. That's nice. Congrats. Not on no petty shit. Congrats. But if you would have put that nigga on over there, that nigga would have had over a million streams already. And you know that in your heart, but you too scared to put your mans on. Can't be like that. Can't be like that. Nigga, I'm trying to put niggas on. I'm trying to put people in position. Yo, you think like that? Let me show you how I think. Then I'ma holler at you again on the same shit, just a month or two later. Yo, this how I'm thinking. This how I'm rocking. Then I'ma bring it up to you again another week or two. If you're not rocking or even thinking of some shit how I'm thinking, nigga, nah. I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna try to do it. You know what I'm saying? I can't keep trying to put you where you need to be. I can't bring the water and the fish and shit to you, my nigga. You gotta go out there and take that shit, man. I show you where it's at, man. Go get it, man. Let's go get it. If you saying you're gonna go get it, shit, I'm gonna go get it with you. Let's go do it. If you don't wanna go get it, then that's different. That's a whole different topic right there. There's a lot of people don't wanna go get it, man. But who knows? Who knows? But it is what it is, man. I feel like, hey, if we spread more love, help everybody out when they need to be helped. If they'd have never looked out for you, or you'd have never looked out for them, or you in a position to make change this person's life, even with the smallest effect, even with just conversation. This shit don't have to be financial. This shit can be conversation. It could be wisdom. If you got the time to do that, man, do it. Do it. Don't wait until, oh, a person dead and gone, or a person is super, super down bad where he not even looking at you like an enemy, like a homie no more. He looking at you like an enemy and he trying to hit the lick on you. We see this happen all the time, man. Like, nah, man, you could have prevented that by giving this nigga some type of wisdom. Telling him what to go do and being by his side when he do it. You know what I mean? A lot of shit can be prevented. But who am I? Who am I to say? You know what I mean? Who am I? I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan of music. I'm just a fan of the game. And I know how that shit work a little bit, so I pay attention to it. Like all your niggas in the videos, what you do niggas bump me and still sleeping on grandma or mom's couch. You don't see a certain video. You don't see certain artists with their homies in the background. They icy like them and they got the shit like them. You know what I'm saying? And they not sharing jewelry. You know what I mean? You don't see a certain amount of people, man, doing this. There's a lot of big names and a lot of small name people doing it. But it's only a few that got everybody right. And y'all know who they are. Just pay attention. It's only a few that got everybody right, man. And that's what you want. You don't want to sign people to $50,000 or to $100,000 nowadays. This not the 90s, G. You know what I'm saying? This not the early 2000s, G. The market value is fucked up. Market value fucked up, man. They putting their... really putting their life on the line to sign these deals any goddamn way. You about to sign them. Okay, yeah, he gonna make what, 5 to 10 grand every show opening up for you, if that. Yeah, if he invests that right, yeah, he could be on. If he do fucking 60 shows, you know what I'm saying, he be on. 40 shows, you on. You know what I'm saying, you can make it shake. With 20, you can make it shake. But nah, they gonna go buy jewelry, they gonna buy these motherfucking expensive ass chargers. and Challengers, that's $100,000. They want to go buy cars. Meanwhile, they just living on the road. They just living on the road. They haven't paid for a house yet. You know what I'm saying? When they come in town, they staying with a bitch or with the parents. You know what I mean? Like, when they first get signed, that 50 to 200K, that's gone. Nigga, that's gone already. That's, even if it's a house and a car, and you just paying a note on your house, that shit already gone. You put 50 on the car, your car paid for cash. You put 50 on the house, you still paying on this house. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's in the hood, you still paying on this house. Because they're going to be cool with whatever piece and chain this label give them and watch this label give them or whatever. They cool with that, so they don't need to go buy jewelry right then. Even some might, though, but they don't need to go buy jewelry right then, so they're going to go buy that goddamn Scat Pack or SRT this, SRT that, Trailhawks and all this other shit. They're going to buy that expensive-ass car, go put money on a house, and then, you know, get it off the show money, you feel me? And try to get it off merchandising and streaming. Because that's what they have to do. Because the label gonna eat most of the budget and eat most of the money. You really just out here trying to get it. You just trying to get it, man. You trying to get it by any means necessary. And if you don't get you a popping hit, and then get you something that can platinum hit where you can tour the world and tour for 10 more years, nigga, you really kind of fucked unless you make the right investments. You got to make the right investments. These niggas not making the right investments out here, man. They not doing that, man. Some are, though. You see some of them making the right investments going up. Then you see some of them like, damn, that. I work with you at a warehouse, nigga. You was featured on 2 platinum songs, man. You work at a warehouse with me. Nah, can't be. Hell nah, nigga. Damn, this shit crazy. You know what I mean? Then you see that shit, it's like, damn, this shit fucked up. Cause niggas are just running through money. Ain't no way, man. Not at a certain age, it ain't no way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, ain't no way. Ain't no way you get your first deal in your 30s and you blow that whole deal. Hell no, nah, nigga, what the fuck? You must wasn't getting money like that for real back in the day, then, like you say you were. Because if you was getting money like you say you were, you would know the value of that dollar. Even though it's no value now, that's a different stuff. You know? That's what you gotta look at. Everything different though. Everybody different. So just make the right investments. Even if you ain't doing music. Even if you're acting or just working. Even if you just working. Make the right investments. If you going to get you an LLC, you know what I mean? Getting you an LLC and then you go out here and get loans and just buy cars and don't even think about paying it back. Come on, man. You gotta make the right investment, man. Get your LLC, do your shit, get your loan, do your shit, and go be profitable with that so you can pay back that bitch and get more and more and more and keep doing it until you're ready to say, fuck it, I don't even need no loans no more. I can do this shit. I'm making this. My company's, this company making this on its own. Shit, I invested in this company. It's killing. I done paid back my loan. I can get a big one, but why do it? That's what you need to be on, man. That's what niggas need to be on, man. Not just, keeping up with the Joneses. I ain't gonna even say my homie name. You know who I'm talking to. Nigga fuck around and go get a regular charger. tint that bitch out, put him some rims on it. Cool, 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 he ride. Next thing you know, two more of the homies, they back door, they scat packs and shit. Wide bodies. So his look, fucking $20-something thousand Charger ain't shit. Today shit. So then what do he do? 2 months later, he got one. I'm like, yo. Yo, what was the point of that? Oh, man. They ain't about to outdo me. So, shit. I know y'all are homeboys, but shit. I know y'all be in this little competition shit, but you got a blue one just like he got a blue one. This nigga got a black one, but y'all both got blue ones. I was like, shit, man, what you mean I'll do? You ain't even get a different color, nigga. Like, come on, man. Like, you at this age and you still keeping up with niggas? Come on, man, stop it, G. We good. I'm good over here. I'm good. You can keep up with them. I'm cool with what I'm doing. I ain't got to keep up with nobody. I'm cool. I'm not on that. I'm not on keeping up with nobody, you know? We ain't on that, man. We on living. That's what we doing. We living. We living. Oh, man, how can you go blow this much money on this and on this and on that and on this? Because I really don't do shit, man. I really don't go nowhere and do nothing, man. I really don't spend money like that. I'm real low-key, stay to myself, stay out the way. You know what I'm saying? I don't even buy Jordans and LeBrons and sneakers that often like I used to. Now, I still buy my Air Max from time to time, but not often like I used to. It's not every week buying a pair of shoes or every month. Hey, I can get shoes whenever, man. Fuck that. I ain't gonna buy that. Yo, man, I wanna go have a good time and blow $1,000, blow $2,000. I can do that because I don't go out and buy it. Oh, man, Tay, you trying to go here and there. You trying to go to Vegas and this and that. Nah, man, I can do that because I don't go spend money like y'all do. Y'all spending every time y'all hit a lick or get paid, y'all spending. Y'all spending, y'all big spenders. So when I pop up out of the red sky and want to do something, since y'all say I'm boring, I pop up out of the red sky and want to do something, and all of a sudden, y'all don't got no money. I just bought this, I just bought this, I just did this, I just did this. You know, you want to just stay in town? Nah, nigga, I'm going out of town. Nigga, that's what I'm doing, nigga. You niggas went balls like that, not me. I don't go ball like that every time. I used to ball every motherfucking time, man. Three, four times a week. Nah, that shit dead, nigga. That shit dead, nigga. I'm trying to own more than what I'm owning now, nigga. I'm trying to get more. The object of the game is to get more. You fuck up somewhere else, you ain't worrying about it. You got more. That car break down on you, you ain't worrying about it. You got another one. That motorcycle fucking up, don't worry about it. You got another motorcycle over there you barely drive. A storm hit the house and fuck it up, or something happened to the house, shit, you ain't worrying about it. Shit, you got another one over here. You know what I'm saying? Something happened to one of your accounts, you ain't worrying about it. I got another account over here. It's going good. I want multiples of everything. So let's get it, man. I know I went personal and I went on some other shit, on some thinking and living and stuff like that. But you know, it's still Shuttle Talks Radio, man. And this is Lil Boogie Mingo, and I enjoy y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come back with y'all another 2 to 3 days. I'm going to try to be on it. I got to be been getting on my ass for it. But yeah, this is going to be just sports, music, shit like that. And I didn't even get to say what I'm listening to, but it's that new Trippy Red album. I'm on that new Trippy Red, hard than a motherfucker. Big X the plug. You know what I'm saying? Everything got a black diamond ENT. So, yeah, stay on the lookout for that. My nigga OTB Fastlane and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? D Flowers, my nigga YB. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there, man, doing their thing. And just keep doing your thing. Grind it. Shuttle Talks.